Brothers and sisters, we live in a culture that is becoming increasingly hostile to the Word of God Himself, calling the Bible itself Iron Age myths. And what we have the opportunity of proclaiming today is no, these are not the inventions or creations of men. This is a plan of salvation, an active plan from the very foundation of the world, so that God, creating us in His image and likeness, may be preserved, namely, free will. Even the freedom to act against the will of God and to fall into sin and be bound to death. It is God and God alone who could provide the remedy in His Son, the second person of the Trinity, agreeing to humble Himself and take on our own form, being found contingent even to death. And that plan of salvation we express in faith in the mystery of the incarnation began in this world in the Immaculate Conception. And many people falsely assert that when we talk about the Immaculate Conception, we're speaking about the conception of Jesus in Mary's womb. And I think it's because of the gospel we just read, which is the Annunciation, which is the conception of Jesus of Nazareth. But actually, the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary is Mary's conception in Elizabeth. And we don't speak of this in terms of the natural way that Mary was generated from Joachim and St. Anne, but rather the conception, the very creation of the soul of Mary by the merits of her Son, already the Savior. God has always been Savior, and leading and acting and working towards His ultimate work of salvation, which is the cross. But that work has always been active in the world from the beginning, which is why, once again, He has given the title in the book of Revelations, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And it's such a marvelous thing to express, because this feast speaks so much of Jesus Himself, the Savior, Mary's Savior, singularly saved from the moment of the conception of her soul, God creating her soul and infusing it into her body. And then the witness of God in Scripture and in nature itself, that as Mary was conceived in the womb, just like the natural course of biology, that we can look and kind of praise the mystery that the cell that became our own human body was present in our mother's ovaries on the day she was born, developing within her from her conception. That means the cell that became the physical body of the Son of God, presenting Himself at Calvary as the spotless Lamb, was present at Mary's conception. And all of this is for our salvation, which is why we are called not only to believe infallibly this doctrine and dogma of our faith, but actually, if you understand the command of Jesus, that we are to declare this. When He taught His disciples, that declare the tree by its fruit. For a good tree cannot bear rotten fruit, and a rotten tree cannot bear good fruit. Therefore, declare the tree by its fruit. Two witnesses, God the Father in biology itself, the way he created us in our generative co-creation with him, mother and father, bearing children, and Jesus declare the tree by its fruit. And the third and fourth witness that we hear today, Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, saying to the Virgin Mary as she greets her, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." The Holy Spirit identifies the fruit, Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are identifying the tree, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the command of Jesus, declare the tree by its fruit. Jesus Christ, the sinless Son of God, the Virgin Mary, sinless from her conception, never sinning in her life, kept free by a singular grace, but all the work and the power of Jesus Christ himself. This is why we glory in this, but it also is why we declare it solemnly to the world, not only to express who Jesus Christ is, but also that all of this, all of Revelation handed down to us, is not the creation of humankind. It is not cleverly devised myths. It is the work of our saving God from all creation. And now we share in the very merits of that work in our own baptism, being clothed in the likeness of the risen Christ, awaiting the day that we ourselves will be glorified like the Blessed Virgin Mary already is, assumed body and soul into heaven. Because she was sinless, she was never subject to the corruption of death, which is the wages of sin. But it is also, brothers and sisters, a very solemn responsibility given to us in declaring that dogmatic faith, that just as Mary is already enjoying the glory that God has won for each and every one of us on the cross of his Son, which we received the foretaste and promise of in the white garment we received at our baptism, but we are to pay homage to that in the risen Christ and in the glory he has given his mother. But we are also to pay attention and to honor that in ourselves and in one another. So often when we encounter one another, we are just paying attention, as it were, to the caterpillar, and not the butterfly that is waiting for each and every one of us. This is the promise of the risen Christ. This has already been won by him. Our glorified selves are already realized in him. We have yet to receive the fullness of that ourselves, but it is as real as anything that is in Jesus Christ.